Well, now, to this week's report, Terry.
Well, listening there to Pat and to Jim about with the wind down in County Cork, we'll all remember this autumn and the magnificent colours of the trees before they lost their leaves. Mm-hmm. Beautiful reds and yellows and browns everywhere. And this beauty of autumn leaves changing colour was captured by On Post with a new seasonal issue of stamps. And I know you're a great man to post a parcel, Derek.
I send a postcard, as it happens, Terence, to my niece, Avian. Hi, Avian, who's listening in. She's 41 now, or she 40. I can never remember exactly. But I send her a postcard every couple of months just to say hello. She loves it.
Well, one of Ireland's foremost botanical artists, Yanni Petters, created three images for these stamps, showing off the distinctive shapes and colours of three of our native species, the hawthorn, the silver birch and the roan during autumn. I recently met up with Yanni and also Anna McHugh from On Post in a woodland setting in South County Dublin.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait. Places like this inspire me. A woodland in South County Dublin with the wind rustling through the leaves.
You're a botanical artist and you've done some incredible work, but your latest commission, tell us about that.
Well, now, I was absolutely delighted when On Post contacted me to commission me to make three stamps for the autumn. So the name of the stamps is Changing Leaves. So starting in January was not easy because there were no autumn leaves to look at. But luckily, because I do a lot of printmaking and using nature print and leaves to make my designs, I actually had the leaves that we needed for this commission.
And I'm looking at the leaves because they're all around us here at this time of the year, just the end of autumn, they're falling. Those beautiful colours, and you've portrayed them in the stamps.
Yes, what was fun was to decide which leaves to use. So with Jenny Dempsey, who is the designer, we looked at different native trees to see the different shapes of the leaves and also the different colours that they change to in the autumn, which are quite unique to each tree.
You've selected three trees and they're very, very autumnal. I'm looking at the birch. Look at the colours and the roan as well and the hawthorn.
Yeah.
And they're trees that you associate with this time of the year, particularly Halloween and afterwards.
Yes, yeah. And all our trees have great historical significance. And we chose hawthorn and roan and birch because one, they're very distinctive from each other. So in our design for the stamp, we wanted to make sure that each stamp would be very recognisable for the shape of the leaf and also for the colour. So it worked out very well with those three native trees.
As a nature or botanical artist, I would have thought that you'd been looking at the full tree. Is it a bit unusual for you to just to paint the leaves, just one or two leaves?
Yes, actually, it was very interesting because when we were first commissioned, it was an open book. We could decide how we would illustrate the trees. So we did speak about doing the whole tree, but then we felt that the distinctive shapes of the leaves would make a very clear design as opposed to doing the trees, which would be so tiny on a stamp, it'd be quite hard to recognise.
It must have been difficult for you, or if not difficult, and unusual for you.
It was an unusual commission, especially starting in January, but very enjoyable and quite challenging. And we had lots of meetings back and forth. Of course, Jenny is in Cork, so we were talking over Zoom and back and forth with the On Post team as well, who were extremely helpful because I hadn't done this before, so I had to feel my way. So it was actually really exciting and rewarding.
You mentioned On Post there. Joining us also is Anna McHugh from On Post. Anna, tell us your involvement here.
Well, you know, just as Yanni says that the woodlands here and beautiful trees and leaves are inspiring, so are stamps for so many people. Mm. We're very honoured in On Post to produce the National Stamp Programme, which really gives us the opportunity to showcase all those things that the Irish nation is most proud of to put on a stamp and to let that travel across Ireland and indeed across the world. So we work about 2 years in advance with stamp designs, firstly gathering suggestions from all quarters, and everyone is entitled to suggest stamps for the future. And once we have our philatelic advisory committee shortlists and proposes a stamp programme for each year to government, and once that's approved, our stamp design expert committee take over and then commission the very best upcoming and established Irish illustrators and designers to produce those stamps.
Irish stamps are unique and people from all over the world, they actually want them and they're beautiful stamps.
They really are. It's that time and that, you know, huge expertise that goes into that design right through to the finished product. And often with, as we see on these lovely changing leaf stamps, beautiful addition of gold foil. They're quite large stamps as well. So they're unusual in many aspects. But their flora and fauna are very popular topics with stamp collectors across the world, but also with anybody with an interest in nature, in conservation, in climate, in sustainability. And there isn't anyone of any age who wouldn't be delighted by these. And they're a great way into education and into awareness. And as well as that, over the years with many of our flora and fauna stamps, we have added a call to action to people to, you know, whether we had lovely jellyfish and seaweed stamps last year, we did beach cleanups, we had our staff across the country involved and local communities involved. And that's becoming increasingly important, that a stamp is part of a wider activity and opportunity to do what you can do as a group of friends, as an individual, as a family, you know, for your world.
There's more to it than just something you lick and stick onto an envelope.
Even though that's wonderful in itself. And anybody who gets a special stamp, you know, on a letter or card, or indeed coming up to Christmas, I have no doubt that there's people who will be buying these for their Christmas cards this year because they're so taken by them. They're always really popular, work really well. And as I said, they're a topic that are of interest the world over.
One thing I've noticed about stamps lately is that you don't see a denomination on them, you know, like 160 or 180 or that. It's now just with two letters, either N or W. Can you explain that?
I can indeed. It's N, meaning national. So with an N stamp, you can post a letter or a card anywhere within the island of Ireland, the 32 counties. And then W is for anywhere else, the rest of the world. And the great thing for the customer is that they never go out of date. So if you have N stamps, you know, you could have them for a couple of years and use them, even if there's been a price increase. So if you've last year's Christmas stamps, feel free to use them this year. That's the customer always wins, even if there's been a price change.
Because Irish stamps are so beautiful, and I don't almost go as far as to say so rare, because of the subject matter, I'm sure a lot of people will actually buy stamps to save them, to keep them rather than to use them.
Often they do. And, you know, we would have had, for example, Westlife stamps recently that were very popular. And a lot of those will be collected alongside albums and CDs and posters and all kinds of things. And people buy in advance. They see stamps that they really love and maybe they have a wedding coming up or some other occasion and they'll buy them in bulk to use them. And that's the great thing about NRW. They won't go out of date or need anything else added to them. But still, you see them a lot coming through on personal mail. There's less personal mail than there used to be. But we certainly do our bit with beautiful stamps to try and encourage people to post and to adorn their envelopes with these beautiful stamps. A lot of interest as well from all across the world in Irish stamps because of the likes, you know, where we have Yanni Peters' beautiful work. They're individual miniature works of art and very special.
Are there any particular subjects that people tend to go for more? Is it nature and wildlife, or is it sport, or is it iconic people?
Well, all those things are very popular, but certainly nature and wildlife, flora and fauna, very popular. Mm. Animals, birds, vehicles, boats, and military uniforms as well are very popular across the world in stamps. We try and bring a nod to the traditional. And obviously, with commemorative stamps, you have a lot of important anniversaries of events, of people to do with Irish history that are all very important. We also try and bring through a sort of a contemporary feel as well, so that, you know, not every stamp will appeal to everybody, but you're trying to get as broad a group as possible and reflect what is now, you know, a modern nation, you know, and to appeal it to as broad a group as possible at all times. So, but flora and fauna are always up there among the very most popular topics.
Yanni, you've seen your stamps now in use. What does it feel like when you see a letter coming in your door with your stamp on it?
It's a great thrill, I tell you. It's a great honour to be asked to do this, because not many artists are asked to do such an amazing thing. But I'm absolutely thrilled, and I use them a lot myself. I write quite a lot of notes and letters to people, especially my elderly friends who are in nursing homes who should be getting lots of posts. So I love sending these, and I write a little note. Don't forget, it's my stamp.
What does it mean to you? This is the first commission you've received from On Post.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted, but it's also not only an honour, but for me to be able to spread the word about my philosophy is about the planet and how we need to be aware of nature. And little things like this, much as in my own paintings, I try and raise awareness about how precious nature is and how lucky we are in Ireland. We're absolutely blessed. We've had this most beautiful autumn. The colours have been absolutely stunning. There's lots of places that don't have seasons like we do anymore because of climate change. And I'm very concerned about that.
What feedback have you had then from the public and from friends?
Well, all my friends have been ringing me and texting me, saying, yeah, stamps are gorgeous and all this sort of thing. So it's actually been really exciting. Had lots of people letting me know that they've been buying sheets of them to give them as gifts, and they've been delighted with the first day cover. And I love the first day cover because it actually, the leaf design, it goes right around the envelope. So the first day cover contains the information about the stamps. It has the three stamps on it, but it also has a lovely design added to it. So it's a lovely collector's item. So I'll be getting lots of those to give them as Christmas presents this year.
Thanks very much indeed to Anna McHugh and Yanni Petters, the designer of those wonderful stamps. And thank you, Terry. Talk to you next week.
Bye.